Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
A grave mistake. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Mid-April, and I've been craving a tale of something spooky, something violent, and something unexplained. Just me? I hope not, because today I want to talk about the push and pull of death and life, curses and clearings, myths and reality. Today we're talking about a legend that's permeated Kentucky folk culture since the 1930s, a tale that is as chilling as it is mysterious. Guard your families, your gravestones, and your beliefs, because we're about to talk through the cursed grave of Carl Pruitt. In June of 1938 in Pulaski County, Kentucky, a carpenter by the name of Carl Pruitt is said to have returned home from work to find his wife in the arms of another man. As his wife attempted to explain her actions to her husband, who was known throughout the community, by the way, to have a vicious temper, the other man escaped through the window, a move that would save his life. With just Carl Pruitt and his wife in the house, Pruitt turned his rage on his spouse. He grabbed a chain, as a tool perhaps he had from his carpentry work, and wrapped it around his wife's neck, strangling her to death. Moments after realizing what he had done, he placed a gun to his temple and pulled the trigger. After this murder-suicide, Pruitt's in-laws refused to bury him next to his wife, and had him buried far away in a completely different cemetery. But if you believe the stories, Carl Pruitt's legacy, his betrayal, and his temper didn't entirely stop when he was laid to rest. Really, the strange and deadly occurrences had just begun. As you might imagine, the story of the Pruitt murder-suicide shocked the small community in Pulaski County, and soon Pruitt's grave became a bit of a local place of interest. A few weeks after Pruitt was buried, however, visitors to the graveyard began to notice something strange. The crisp green grass began to wither, discolor and patch. The now browning grass resembled a shape. That shape, around the gravestone, was a chain, visitors noted, a chain that looked awfully similar to the chain that Pruitt had used to kill his wife. I should note that, in other recountings of this story, the discoloration was on the gravestone itself, the stain slowly gaining links until it formed the shape of a cross. Also, kind of a spookier alternative. At that point, though, the chain, the cross, stopped growing once it made itself known. A number of local residents suggested that the horrifying tombstone should be removed from the graveyard and destroyed, but officials rolled their eyes, and there it stayed. A month or so after the whole chain on or around Carl Pruitt's grave phenomena, things were dying down. Now those who visited did so on a dare, less morbidly curious and more wanting to see how brave they were. In this spirit, a group of boys were riding their bicycles past the cemetery one afternoon. One of them, a boy named James Collins, decided to throw a few stones at Pruitt's gravestone, just to prove that he, of all people, wasn't afraid of the grave. And he must have had a strong arm, because the rocks managed to chip several spots from the stone. As the boys biked home, Collins' bicycle suddenly began to pick up speed, and eventually he couldn't control it. His bike veered off the road and collided with a tree, the bike chain tearing loose and wrapping around the boy's neck, strangling him. Collins eventually died, with his friends looking on in horror. Rumors quickly spread about this freak accident, especially after a thorough examination of the Pruitt tombstone revealed that it was pristine. No dents or chips seemed to have ever made contact with its surface. But the other boys knew that they had seen something. They told everyone in Pulaski County who would listen about the incident, the result of what they considered to be a vengeful and deadly ghost. As one might imagine, James Collins's mother was especially heartbroken over her son's death. Less than a month after the incident, she found herself in a distraught space, and in the middle of the night, she went out to the cemetery and destroyed the Pruitt gravestone with a small hand axe, hacking and pounding on the stone until it became a pile of rubble. But the following day, while hanging the wash on a small chain-link laundry line, she slipped and fell. Her neck became entangled in the chain, and while twisting and writhing to get free, she couldn't breathe and, like her son, was strangled to death in her own backyard. The legend says that, just like after her son's passing, the Pruitt tombstone showed absolutely no signs of destruction. It was pristine. The next victim to suffer Pruitt's wrath was a farmer who, similarly to Collins, decided to mess with a grave that clearly should not be messed with. While riding by the graveyard with his family in a horse-drawn carriage, the farmer shouted that he had no fear of ghosts. Then he took his revolver and shot several bullets directly at the gravestone, chipping off pieces once again. As a result, the horses bolted and ran out of control. They ran out of the graveyard and into the street. The farmer's family members all jumped to safety, but the farmer hung on, frantically trying to calm the horses by pulling on the reins. Just as the wagon veered around a curve in the road, the farmer was thrown from his seat and he tumbled forward. His neck snagged on one of the horse's reins, and I think you know where this is going. The motion of the horses snapped his neck, or in some retellings of the story, strangled him. Naturally, Pruitt's grave was restored yet again, undamaged by the bullets shot in its direction. At this point, fear of the curse reached a fever pitch, and the local townsfolk demanded an investigation. Things got so bad that the local congressman was contacted, and two police officers were sent out to the cemetery to investigate the stories circulating in the area. When they arrived at the graveyard, one of the police officers began to laugh about the stories and made fun of the idea of so-called ghosts and curses. Regardless, they did their due diligence, taking several photos of the stone and taking eyewitness accounts. As they left the area, the skeptical officer happened to look into the car's rearview mirror. In it, he saw a bright light coming from the direction of the Pruitt tombstone. At first, he assumed that it was just a reflection from the car's taillights, but the light moved closer and closer to the car. Startled, the officer began to drive faster, but the light kept up, gaining speed. His partner pleaded with him to slow down, but it was no use. The light continued to pursue the police car no matter how fast the officer went. And the officer lost control of the car eventually, crashing it between two posts linked together by a chain. The car flipped repeatedly, throwing the officer's partner from the car relatively unharmed. But when his partner went to survey the wreckage, he found the skeptical officer nearly decapitated by the chain that had been hanging between the two posts. Pruitt's ghost had struck once again. Following the police officer's death, no one would be caught dead, sorry, in the cemetery, lest they offend the ghost of Carl Pruitt. That is, all but one man. More about him after the break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hi, hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
We're checking in.
This is the check-in.
We're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
This is your time.
Yeah, this is your time with us.
Mm-hmm. Your time to shine.
We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town. Mm-hmm. We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you real good and real fun.
We do. We always do.
Yeah, we always
but
do.
But it never stops.
No.
We always want to remind you that we are thankful. It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving every week with us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do eat a turkey every week, so,
so yeah,
kind of checks out.
We want to zero in on those mayors.
Mm.
Get our peepers on those mayors.
Yeah, we do.
We want to like
see and be seen.
Ooh, okay. We likey what we see.
Ooh, okay.
But these mayors, they're a bit haunted.
Mm.
But they don't go and haunt your typical things. Because there's like, no? Oh, it's already been there, done that. Some no. hotel. No, thank you much. Or some creepy this or some creepy that. No. They go out of the box to haunt.
As they should.
This mayor loves to do a little haunting at Burlington Coat Factory.
Ooh, spooky and chilly.
Yeah. they got coats still. They got coats, other stuff.
They got deals.
They got socks.
They got ghosts.
They got socks. They got ghosts. They got, you know what I mean? Is it from Burlington, Vermont? I don't know.
I don't think so.
But they're like, oh, do you need a new jacket for some last minute wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you don't have time to get it tailored. Ooh. Can you wear it off the rack? Ooh,
oh,
very scary.
Like,
you don't know.
You're going to a cold climate like tomorrow, and you really are in a bind.
You need a down jacket.
You need a puffer,
a goose filled
with geese. Yes.
Well, you know who's doing the haunting? You can thank Ashley Madsen.
Hello.
This ghost wants to haunt you right when you're about to late in life get your ears pierced.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
And you're just like, you know what? I'm an adult. This is not going to scare me the way it might be if I was a kid.
I'm cool with needles.
I'm cool. My
clip-ons always fall off.
It's like, why have I not gotten my ears pierced all this time? I'm not going to unpack all of that right
now.
But when this person haunts a Claire's boutique,
and
sometimes it's like right in a kiosk too. So you think like, oh, we're out in the open. No. That's where it's happening.
Watch your back.
That's where Cat Joselle is saying, you sure you want to do this? is this your personality now?
Ooh.
Watch this cut bangs.
Nope. And hello.
This ghost. Oh, they like to go where it's chilly.
Mm.
They like to go to a Cold Stone Creamery.
That is, it's very cold.
It's very chilly. You got your like it size, you got your love it, and you got your fuck it. It's the ultimate bucket. Now, I never curse, but the only reason I do that is I went once with my brother, and that's what we said. It was like it, love it, fuck it, get the ultimate bucket. I had to say it.
Oh,
I get one curse a year, and I used it on this Cold Stone pit. Was it worth it?
No, absolutely not.
I do not know, but I love the apple pie a la mode. It's my favorite.
Wow.
This doesn't mean if you're listening out there send me Cold Stone gift cards.
It does not mean that.
I'm not fishing for that.
That's not what
I have
wants.
The money. I just choose not to spend it.
That's
it's not because I do not earn money. Well, for that chilling haunt, you can thank Kelly Meehan.
Hello.
This ghost wants to go where the action is, right in the center of it all. They go right to Hollywood and Highland and go to that Dave and Buster's, got to be a nightmare.
It's like DSW.
It's different.
Dave and Buster's ghost, got
Dave
it.
Dave and Buster's, Hollywood and Highland, tourist. None of the stuff's wiped down fast enough. You're playing some skee ball.
Mm-mm.
For some reason, Justin Bieber's rolling through. I feel like he shows up at Dave and Buster's. I don't know why I picked that.
I don't know why. I feel like Justin Bieber's very sad. So maybe when I think of Dave and Buster's, I think of like drinks that are purple and blue.
Oh, yeah. And they're spilling
balls.
Over.
Yeah.
And some reason it's like, look, you want to go on a first date to Dave and Buster's on Hollywood and Highland? Well, you have to maybe you'll see like a Spider-Man or a Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, parking will be an absolute nightmare for you.
And you think this is already pretty spooky, but guess what? You get a major scare from Casey Weber.
Hello.
This ghost does it fancy.
Mm.
They go fancy. You're in there. You're a bridesmaid, and you're just helping out a bride. You're at David's Bridal. You're like, what could
that's
go
fancy.
Wrong?
Fancy.
What could go wrong? That's my idea of fancy. That's what
gotcha.
I think fancy.
Gotcha.
You're in David's Bridal.
Dave and Buster's Bridal.
A lot of
Dave
David's
and
on.
Buster's and David's Bridal.
You're in David's Bridal. And you think, oh, so much hope. Mm-hmm. And everything is a lot of white dresses.
New beginnings.
And new beginnings. And everything is like nice. But that's where this ghost does their best. Ooh. He's like, why are you getting married? Why isn't it you? Yeah, why is it her again?
Whoa, you're in a three-way mirror and you're turning around. You're like, oh, is that me?
That's Matthew Clemenza Ray.
Hello.
This ghost goes where the deals are.
Mm.
They're like, you want to pump up? You want to get buff? You want to go to Big Five Sporting Goods?
What are the Big Five? Baseball, football, basketball, hockey? Pickleball?
That's a real drop off. That's like the drop off.
What are they? Does anyone know?
Well, guess what? When you're in there and they're like, whatever, you're going to work out?
Mm-mm.
You're going to buy your own equipment? You're like, oh, if I worked out at home, I would definitely do it. Yeah, sure. You're gonna put that in your Kia? You're going to put all this heavy equipment in your Kia? Come on, you don't even know if it can handle it. You really want to do this? It's very, very spooky. It's courtesy of Emma Hopkins.
Hello.
This one's terrifying.
Mm-mm.
You're walking along, right? And right in the center.
Set the scene.
They're like, don't you need your iPhone replaced? Isn't your iPhone cracked? And you need to replace it right here in this mall? In this dying mall? This mall's dying on the vine. It's already pretty scary. The other ghosts are like real good. The other real ghosts are like, we're out of here. Oof. We're done. This place is done. Not this ghost.
Mm-mm.
They're just there. It's kind of like, look at your phone. It's bad enough that you have an iPhone 12, right? And it's all the screens like, cracked.
Ooh.
Who are you? Come on. You know when people look at you and you want them to take you seriously and your screen's cracked? You got to get it fixed by this person who I don't know where they're doing it. It's just a box in the middle of the mall. Or who's scaring the hell out of you? That's Marissa Rothermel.
Hello.
Then our governor.
Our governor.
The spookiest of them all.
The spookiest of them all. Everything that she's done has gotten her right here.
Yes.
This is your life. Flashbacks to malls and coat factories and Dave's and Buster's.
So here's what happens. You get a great deal on a business class flight. Top tier airline, right? You can't believe it. You're online. You buy it. You get the ticket. You're like, I can't believe it's this cheap. You get to the airport. They're like, come on in. You get on the plane. You sit down. You shut your eyes. You open your eyes. You're in a middle seat on Spirit Airlines. That's what our governor does. Yes.
No,
you wake up and you're like, no. Why am I here? What's going on? Why am I doing
this? Where's my luggage?
Why am I going to Clearwater, Florida?
No.
This is not what I signed up for. That's all courtesy of our very spooky and mind-controlling governor who controls
where
the skies.
She haunts where you go. No, she...
Goes where you haunt?
She haunts you. She'll put you wherever she wants you to be. Let's say that.
That would be courtesy of a spooky flight from our governor,
Avian Noble.
You want no ad, chit-chat, bonus episode, 7 days free, just the good stuff. Promise, got a couple of bonus episodes going.
Mm-hmm.
It's just settling on, like, is this good enough?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do, and I was like, this isn't good. It isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like 75. If you want to, like, I need 75 bonus episodes, you got them right there. 70 is free. Sign up and leave, but we don't care.
Yeah.
Or stick around and support us for $2.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If you don't want to hear.
No pressure either way.
But also, you know what I mean? Cold Stone's not cheap. So I would like to have Cold Stone once.
No, that big fuck it bucket's not cheap.
Fuck it. Get the ultimate bucket. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Now you want to go back to some spooktacular haunts?
Let's get back to Kentucky. To review, a boy, his mother, a farmer, and a police officer seemed to meet untimely chain-based ends by way of messing with a killer named Carl Pruitt's grave. At this point, smart residents began to avoid the cemetery altogether, not even talking about Carl Pruitt or any of the events that took place in the graveyard. But then, there was Arthur Lewis, who was still determined to prove that the stories of a, quote, cursed tombstone were nothing but crazy talk. Setting out one night with a hammer and a chisel, Lewis went to work destroying the Pruitts' gravestone. Neighbors of the cemetery could hear the hammering and the hacking. The sounds of him demolishing the grave went late into the night, until those destruction sounds were replaced by blood-curdling screams. Concerned, because of course they were, the neighbors set out with lanterns towards the graveyard to see what had occurred. Once they got there, they knew exactly what had gone down. There they encountered the gruesome sight of Arthur Lewis, dead, with the chain that had been used to close the cemetery gate wrapped around his neck. And, upon inspection of the Pruitts' grave, you know what's happened. Once again, looking as pristine, as perfect, as the day that it was erected. After Lewis's death, members of the community who had family members in the cemetery were like, "We are done." They petitioned to have the remains of their loved ones moved elsewhere, so that all that remained in the lot was the grave of Carl Pruitt. Eventually, they thought, the earth would reclaim the grave, and the site could be absolved of both the grave and the curse. Of course, it didn't. Well, kind of. It's all according to what story you believe. The story of Pruitt and his cursed grave became a bit of an obsession to locals, one that exists to this day. According to an entry on CultNation.com, the curse of Carl Pruitt's grave is one of those folkloric stories that breadcrumbs the masses, giving just enough information to keep people going and believing, but not enough to check up on it, historically speaking. The website's author, Jason Brunch, does do some digging, and what he says is both intriguing and, of course, a little disappointing. He goes on to say, quote, "Upon reading of the story of Carl Pruitt's ghost, I was immediately intrigued because of the amount of verifiable evidence that was purported to exist, which could conceivably back it up. The killings were said to have occurred between the 20-year period of 1938 and 1958 in Pulaski County, Kentucky. Certainly a murder-suicide would have made the local papers in a region that today is the home of a mere 63,000 people, and was far less in 1938. And if this ghost was striking down residents right and left over a 20-year period, including a kid and a cop, then there should have been no problem in uncovering an article or even a death certificate matching Pruitt's victims. Sadly, a rather extensive search of the consensus and death records of Pulaski County did not turn up James Collins, Arthur Lewis, or even Carl Pruitt, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the brain at 43 years old on November 7, 1910, around Louisville, Kentucky. It's certainly possible that this Pruitt was the basis for the Pulaski County Pruitt and morphed into the character he became to fit local superstitions, which is a common feature of ghost stories. As well, there was a farmer by the name of Arthur Lewis, who died July 6th of 1914 in Whitley, Kentucky, which is only a couple counties over from Pulaski County, but it's unclear from his death record that anything was supernatural about his demise. Finding no real evidence of the existence of any of the individuals in the tale of Carl Pruitt's ghost, I contacted the Pulaski Historical Society, who, despite their interest and attempts to help in this matter, had never even heard of the supposed local legend. They directed me to Dora Whitaker, who runs a website that collects and archives the history of the area, particularly murders. Miss Whitaker had never heard of the legend of Carl Pruitt's ghost either, which was particularly troubling given that no one who lived in or around Pulaski County, and whose work it was to know its local history and legends, had ever heard of the murderous ghost that supposedly had caused a congressman to launch an investigation that ended with the near decapitation of a police officer. That is really surprising and very strange. Historians, locals, specific people don't seem to know where this story came from or really what it is. So where did the story of Carl Pruitt come from? The earliest written account of the Pruitt murders, grave, and ghosts is from Troy Taylor's book Beyond the Grave, published in, wait for it, the year 2000. So is Pruitt a local Great Depression ghost or instead a Y2K sensational fabrication? Maybe it's an amalgamation of lots of local stories. Case in point, Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Virginia all have Pulaski counties that did exist in the 1930s. Though I couldn't find any articles related to the death of Carl Pruitt, Arthur Lewis, or James Collins at all beyond this tale, this story that we all have clung to, they may have been lost to history, these figures, or, of course, they might not be true. Either way, their reach, their influence, certainly still exists. People still wonder far and wide, at least what I've seen on the internet, about Pruitt, his victims, and the grave that did, in fact, succumb to the wills of the real or made-up community around it. Sucked into the vortex of time, progress, gossip, and of course, folklore.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.